Australian Foreign Minister Bob Carr joined a packed audience at a discussion organised by the Sydney Institute. The minister has only held the portfolio for less than a year, but since then Australia's international role has significantly increased, with Canberra gaining a seat on the United Nations Security Council. But Senator Carr's latest issue is the admission by Israel of the existence of Prisoner X, who the Australian Broadcasting Corporation revealed earlier in the week was a Mossad agent. The Australian-Israeli dual citizen known as Ben Zigia was imprisoned under a false identity on charges of treason and espionage and later died in Israeli custody in December 2010.
It will focus on the history. This is something that happened in 2010. An Australian with Israeli citizenship. According to media reports, I can't confirm or deny it. I simply don't know whether it can be confirmed or denied. Joined the Mossad. I'm quoting what media reports said.
It's alleged that Mr. Zigia was about to blow the cover on Israeli assassins using false Australian passports during missions, including the assassination of Hamas commander Mahmoud al-Mabou in a Dubai hotel in 2010. Both scandals caused political storms in Australia and Israel and strained relations between the two countries. While Bob Carr's main interest might be overseas, political pundits are looking closer to home as leadership tension once again builds up within the Labor government. Senator Carr's name has been batted about as potential Prime Minister, all this with an election less than 7 months away.
No, not seriously, and I'm not a candidate and I'm the strongest supporter of Julia Gillard.
Senator Carr was also quizzed on a range of international issues, including Australia's position on Palestine gaining observer status in the UN.
We did not oppose that. We did not oppose it. Australia abstained to send a message to Israel that we opposed settlement activity and to let the Palestinians know that there's no substitute for direct talks with the Israelis when it comes to getting a Palestinian state.
When asked about the Syrian civil war, Senator Carr urged Iran to help stop the bloodshed in Syria by helping to assist medical supplies and assist in brokering a ceasefire to create a peaceful political transition. Daniel Pizarro, Press TV, Sydney.